boundaries and Councillor Hale. Any other apologies at this minute? If not, then we'll go on to declarations of interest. Anything to declare at this point of the meeting? Okay. Sorry, I have to do the introductory remarks here. I would like to welcome everyone to the meeting, and hopefully everyone can hear me clearly, and everyone should ensure that their mobile phones are turned off or switched to silent, and that the use of mobile devices for recording is not permitted. Members of the public should not speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for discussions in the in-committee items. Members of the public and the press must refrain from using instant messaging facility during the meeting, and anyone found to be doing so will be given a warning. Failing to adhere to the guidelines for the second time will result in being removed from the meeting. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillor Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant and non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have any such interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating that the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber or hang up from the call for the duration of the discussion on the items on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be orderly and video recorded, except where Council is considered any exempt matters. The recording equipment is linked to microphone system on the computer, so please ensure your microphone is switched on before speaking. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. Please ensure, if you wish to speak on an item, either in the chamber or via Teams, use the chat facility and indicate your wishes to speak, and I will bring members in as listed. I would remind members to keep their instant messages to the following letters. Type Q if you wish to ask a question, or C for a comment, or T or P for propose, and S if you wish to second. Please refrain from making any other comments using instant message. If you need to leave the meeting early, please indicate via the chat facility so that we're aware that this is an active decision and does not indicate connectivity problems. Okay, we've done the declaration of interest. Action sheets, Enterprise Regeneration and Tourism meeting on Monday, the 8th of August. You've all got them in front of you there.
Sure, could I ask a question?
Are you proposing for accuracy, Councillor Corn?
Yeah, well, I'd like to propose it. That's correct, record like that. But could I ask a question as issue number one in relation to Jonathan there? Any further progress, Jonathan, in relation to the establishment of the Diabetic Regeneration Group?
Chair, yes, following the agreement of the council meeting, we have a provisional date in the diary of the invite that will be going out towards later this week for, I think it's the 20th of September for the initial meeting of that group.
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
Microphone.
Dermot, we need you to put the microphone back on to make that proposal.
Sorry. I propose that we accept the action sheet. That's correct.
Okay, and have we got a second here? And seconds. Okay. Okay. Sorry, he didn't put his microphone on, Eller. We're going to have to learn how to use these microphones again. Okay, that brings us on then to digital transformation. That brings us on to four, digital transformation, flexibility fund. Who's taking that? Jonathan?
Yes, Chair. This is funding that has been secured through the complementary fund. It's a £7 million fund across 11 councils. to deliver the Digital Transformation Flexible Fund, and it's following on from programs that council and other councils would have run to promote and support businesses with digitization. So this is a capital grants program. The economic appraisal or the business case has been developed through city deal structures and is currently with the department for consideration. And one of the issues around the decision this evening is the administration of this programme. The proposal is that we would continue to use the structures that have been put in place to deliver the full fibre digital programme, whereby Newry Morne and Down District Council employ the staff on behalf of the 11 councils as that is coming to an end. So the recommendations before you this evening are to note the content of the report to give some detail around the fund. Also to recommendation to go forward that over the next four financial years the council contribute £95,707 towards the administration, and this is a pro rata basis along with all of the other councils. And that the third recommendation that we propose to put in place on a temporary basis the delivery team to put in place the governance around this programme to move forward, subject to approval of the business case by the department.
Okay, you've heard that. Have we have a proposer? Councillor Surgeon? On the...
Yes, I propose.
Okay, and second, Gary?
I'll be the second, Chair.
Okay. All in agree there? Everybody's happy then. We'll move on to the next one.
Chair, I can't get onto this meeting at all, so I can.
Sorry, what did you say?
I just can't get onto the Teams meeting at all, so I can. So I can't use chat.
Well, Leon, what you do is you put your just put your red light on and I'll see it there.
All right.
Well, is that okay? Okay, that brings us on now to item number five, the Labour Market Partnership. Chief Bootcamp Employment Academy. And Jonathan, I take it you're taking that as well?
Yeah, Chair, this is through, the Council has secured funding through the Department for Communities towards the Labour Market Partnerships, which is around promoting employment and bringing those who are furthest from the labour market into the labour market. What we're proposing is an entry into a chef's bootcamp where we've identified obviously a need for within the hospitality sector to support this area of the business, and what we're seeking to is enter into a service level agreement with both SRC and SARC to deliver this programme. It'll be funded from the Labour Market Partnership budget, which will have no additional cost to council. It'll cover the cost of the service level agreement, £30,000 for the year, Chair.
Okay, we have a proposer and a seconder here. Proposed by Gary. Gary, you may...
Yeah, happy enough. Chair. No, a very good initiative, Chair. Certainly. Happy to propose.
Councillor Kenner.
Happy to second, Chair. And as Gary has said, another great initiative being brought through the Labour Market Partnership.
Okay. And Councillor Clark, you had a comment. And you're also seconds as well.
Yeah. Chair, just to know, I agree with the recommendation. Getting it helps the hospitality industry. We're all here... First time we were talking to businesses, restaurants and bars and cafes, it's a struggle to keep open full time. A lot of businesses are closing a couple of days because they can't get chefs and they have to give people breaks. You know, swelling that trains people up and, you know, maybe people that's thinking of a career change, this is the opportunity for them. Maybe they've wanted to get into the catering industry, so this is a good opportunity for them. So, no, I welcome it.
Thanks. Okay, excellent. Dermot, do you wish to come in too?
I just want to support that fully, because what we're saying there, the hospitality business at this particular point in time, hospitality business this time, is going through a bad era, and they got there, and they can't, as well, he says, chefs and things, they got there. So this is an opportunity, because we here in Newry Morne and Down will depend a lot on the hospitality business when we want tourists into this area. So yes, I totally support it.
Okay. All in agreement? I don't see anybody not in agreement. That brings on to item number six, international liaison visit to Lomerlay, North France. And Jonathan, you again.
Yep, Chair. As part of your international relations programme, the Council has agreed to development of the partnership between the Rouen and Slave Crew community with Lomerlay in the north of France. Sure. As part of their program of activity, they have issued an invite to the chair of council, the chair of this committee, and one number officer to attend a visit in October. I think it's the 14th to the 17th of October, Chair. And the recommendation is that that will be approved as part of the relationship between the two regions.
Okay. Councillor Corn, you were in there first.
Yes, sure. This is a long-going relationship that has been here with France and the Lumine in France to get there. And I would go along with the recommendation of the Chair of Council and the Chair of the CRT Committee. So that when you come back again, you can tell us all about what's happening in France and how we can go forward. So I propose the Chair, Councillor Burgess, to go.
Okay. John Trainer has a comment as well, as he was making a proposal there too. Sorry, John, the Dermot can't get this to work in here. So,
no, look, don't be panicking, Chair. Happy that Dermot's made the proposal, happy to second it and to support it. I suppose the comment really, Chair, for me is that these international relations visits are very important for us and for our district. It's great to be able to network with communities across Europe and certainly to try and attract them to this district. I know that certainly in the Down area, over decades, there have been many successful twinning partnerships. And certainly for Downpatrick, we are twinned with towns in the Republic of Ireland, in Spain, Italy, France, Poland, Hungary, Romania, even Moldova now at this stage. So, you know, it's a great way of attracting people to come to the visit. It's a great way of attracting tourism. And it's also a great way to look at how we can attract any of the investment as well, because we obviously have a lot to offer in our district. It's great to be able to get away to those areas like Glamorgan where you can try and to push our district further. So very, very, very supportive of it, Chair.
Yeah, there's a very successful Downpatrick and you, Ross, for a long time. So it was, John, that's right. Where was John? And then, Gary, you wish to have...
Yeah, just, no, you're in ahead of me, the guys, but no, I think, sure, if I'm right, this has been very long in preparation. I'm probably held back by COVID for some time, so it's good to see it moving on, Chair.
Okay, and Glenn? You have... You want to comment on that? No, are you? Yeah, that's okay. Dead on. So everybody in agreement then? The proposal and the seconder? Okay, that brings us on to item number 7, Solus Working Group, Future Business Startup Business Growth Provision. Jonathan, you're again.
Chair, I suppose as part of our economic development programme, come March 2023, the current round of funding under the European Regional Development Fund and European Social Fund comes to an end, and we are currently exploring how, as a group of councillors, we can continue to deliver support to local businesses in the same manner as we've done to date. And that will require developing new programmes and applications to the Shared Prosperity Fund and other funds that are available, Chair. As part of that, there's a fair bit of work to be done in terms of scoping some of that out, developing management information systems and procurement strategies. And we're seeking approval to use £10,000 that's been set aside for this in budgets to develop this work and bring in the necessary resources required to work up these proposals to put forward for funding in the near future. The Shared Prosperity Fund hopefully will be calling for applications in the current financial year, so it is an opportune time to put forward proposals.
Okay, David, your proposal there?
Yes, I'm happy to propose. Definitely with this fund, it will help many businesses in this district who have, especially like hospitality, for example, who want to start up. You know, if someone has a vision and they want to do something, this fund in the future will definitely help them.
Okay, thanks for that. Gary?
Another, like the previous couple of initiatives, Chair, all makes sense. So happy to second, Chair. Thank you.
Okay, all in agreement then? Everybody's happy then. We move on to item number 8, report of Warren Point Breakwater Upgrade Scheme. Jonathan, we're working you to death on it, Jonathan.
Yeah. Chair, there is a task and finish working group that has been working on the proposals along with the proposals for Warren Point Front Shore Scheme, Chair. So the recommendations forward this evening are coming from those working group. and are there for your information, is to note the consultation that has been carried out to date and fed into the design, and to continue to work with the local Chamber of Commerce around aspects of the project. Also to progress the application to, or the design to Reba Stage 3, and to complete the economic appraisal, which should be brought back before any further consideration of, you know, moving to procurement is be tabled at this committee, and also then to enter negotiations with the Harbour Authority around the lease of the structure as well. Those are the recommendations from the working group.
Okay, Maggie, you're making a proposal. You must be on mute when you need you to.
Yeah, proposed. That's what the P's for. Proposed.
Okay. Thanks for that. And David?
Happy to second.
There we go. Any questions? If not, we'll move on to item number 9. Clinic decoration visit. Jonathan again.
Yep, Chair, this is an initiative that's come through the East Border Region Committee following a previous visit from the Association of Border Regions, Chair, and their proposal is that a group from Finland of engineers and architects are coming to the region on the 22nd of September, and the request is that the Council would host, or the Chair of the Council would host them at Narrowwater Bridge site, along with Louth County Council, and host a lunch for the visitors that are here for a number of days, from the 20th to the 24th of September. And the recommendation is that we would host that visit for part of the day and a lunch.
Okay. Where am I? Item number. Okay, Gary?
Yeah, sure. I think it'd be rude not to. Happy to propose, yeah.
Okay, and have we got a seconder? Councillor Curran has seconded. All in agreement, then? Okay, that picks us on now to item number 10. Thanks very much, Jonathan. There, we were going flat out there. So we're changing to Andy. We're going to let. Right, Andy.
Thank you, Chair. So the report sets out some detail of proposed bursaries and grants for artists of specific disciplines. Approval sought to establish and issue these grants and bursaries set out in the report. Happy to take any questions.
Okay. David, you're up first there. Somebody else, right? Dermot, you here in partial? Sorry. Oh, David, have another go.
Thank you, Chair. Any artists will, around Northern Ireland, will live off bursaries and grants. So if there's any way that our council can help support their visions, their creativity, is I'm all for it.
Thanks. And have we got a seconder, Dermot? Were you second that? No?
No, if you ask me to.
Okay. All in agreement? Okay, that brings us on to item number 11, Tourism Trade Customer Show. Andy?
Thanks, Chair. Yes, the report seeking approval on officer attendance at specific tourism trade shows is detailed in the report.
Robert.
I'll get a bit of feedback.
It was on the tourism events, Charlie. I can't get into it. Can't get into the meeting, unfortunately. Yeah, I'll sign it. I just wanted to comment on it.
Okay.
Robert.
Maggie, you're up next.
I'm just proposing it, Chair.
Henry?
Yeah, Chairman, in the old council, whenever those events have been held, councillors could volunteer to go along and do the stand, whatever. And I was wondering, could that be reintroduced? I'd be very interested in going to that one in Tampa, in Florida. No, but seriously.
Let me go on with you.
No, but seriously, local ones like Dublin, Glasgow, the ones like out there, councillors used to go and make a big contribution. I done the Dublin one even a couple of years ago with Terry Andrews, and it was very, very good.
Okay.
Yeah, well, that's something, I suppose, with Sikh approval on officer attendance at those trade shows, often it's in partnership with the likes of Tours in Northern Ireland, but certainly we can look at the allocated spaces available in terms of Dublin Holiday Ward or Balmoral, etc.
Thank you.
Okay, Dan.
Just a comment, Chair. Dan, I'm sure you will be targeting the ones you reckon you'll get the most response from. You're not going to them all.
Well, the list is drawn up in partnership with Alexa Tourism Ireland or Tourism Northern Ireland, and it's based on sort of targeted market. So it's the market that's most likely to travel to yeah, our district.
That's
so,
what I was asking, yeah. Andy, thanks.
Okay. Everybody is in agreement then. We move on. Okay.
Yes, hold on. Where would I do that? Okay. Good name. Already I'm done. Okay.
The following items are in closed session. Item number 12, 13, 14, and 15. They are deemed exempt under the paragraph 3 of part 1 of Schedule 6 of Local Government Act, Northern Ireland, 2014. Information relating to the financial or business affairs of any particular person, including the council holding that information, and the public may be be excluded during these items of business.
So proposed, Chair, that you?
Proposed by Dermot. And have we got a seconder? Yeah. David?
Yeah, have it a second.
Okay. So now, anyway, a few minutes to see if the press is out. Have I found everybody again, have I? All right. That's it. Okay. Connor, I'll just bring you in to give us an update.
Thanks, sir. During closed session, the following items were agreed. Item 12, Delamont Country Park Visitors Facilities. On the proposal of Councillor Burgess, seconded by Councillor Lee Surgener, it was agreed to approve the business case to progress the development of the concept, design, outline business case, survey reports and pad submission for the development of enhanced visitor facilities at Delamont Country Park. Item 13, Halloween and Christmas events. On the proposal of Councillor Clark, seconded by Councillor Mulgrew, it was agreed to approve service level agreement funding to named groups for the delivery of Halloween and Christmas events in the district in October to December 2022, and to issue calls for an expression of interest to community development groups in Newry for the delivery of Halloween and Christmas illumination events in the city, with service level agreements to be established with a named group for the delivery of events utilising allocated budgets as set out in this report. Item 14, Narnia Experience, Kilprony Park, Rostrever. On the proposal of Councillor Rowan, seconded by Councillor Lee Surgener, it was agreed to approve the business case to progress development of the concept, design, outline business case and pad submission for the development of the Narnia experience at Kilbrony. Item 15, update on AONB and Geopark. On the proposal of Councillor Larkin and seconded by Councillor Hart, it was agreed to note the Environment Fund will open for funding applications for an estimate 4-week period between September to October 2022. Officials will prepare and submit an application for funding for a 4-year period commencing 2023-24 and concluding 2026-27, which delivers against eligible priorities identified in the AOMB management plans developed with the AOMB partnerships during the summer of 2022.
Okay, thanks for that, Connor. That brings us on to 16, 17 and 18. They're all for noting. And can I thank you all? I'll need a proposer and a second proposed by one.
Glenn here.
And
I'll propose.
You propose, Glenn? Right. Yep. Switch her off, we'll get a second here.
So I second that, okay, sure.
And Mr. Corn seconds it. Okay, everybody in agreement to that. Yep. And thank you all for attending the meeting. And wish you a safe onward journey, and anyone at home, put the feet up and enjoy. Thanks very much for attending the meeting.